With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal cohabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidences which pinpoint the raising of livestock is the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a seven-part series titled Vegetarianism, Creating Heaven on Earth While Stopping Climate Change, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussions concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately, the health of our planet.
If the world were to go 100% vegetarian right now,
yes,
what kind of earth would we live in, and what effect would this have on the world economy, and also how great would the changes be, and how long would it take to see the effects of these changes on our environment?
If the world were to go 100% vegetarian right now, the good effect of it will be seen within more or less 60 days. That is 8 weeks. Within 8 weeks, you will see immediate effect. Of course, you also see immediately, but it's almost immediately, but to see the whole big picture, you can realize it within 8 weeks, yeah? 8 short weeks, yeah. And what kind of earth would we live in? It would be Eden again, We will have sudden peace, yeah? And sudden realization of sameness between all nations, between all humans, and between humans and animals. The realization will dawn upon us. There's no need explanation. People will suddenly understand that we are equal, and we and all co-inhabitants, animals alike, are equal. And people will have respect even for trees and plants.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Master.
It is wonderful, and I really wish that we could have it right now. Things will be more lush, abundant. People will feel happier, even without reasons. They will not know why they feel happy. And food will be enough everywhere. River will run plentiful again. Disaster will cease, heaven will smile on human, and good wishes will be fulfilled. That is a kind of Eden, yes. If we are to be vegetarian, all of the human on the planet, that will be the effect. Yeah, that's what we wish to have, hey?
Master, is the world doing enough? And are we as initiators doing enough to save the planet at this critical time?
Well, you have been doing fine. Most of the initiates are doing their best and sincerely. But the world, no. The world, they are doing something, they are trying, but they are not doing fast enough, and they're not doing enough. And even something they're doing is often off-tracked, you know. I'm sorry, I have to be blunt. Yeah, I've been too polite all these years. It don't work. Now, the thing is, most often the world is doing things that are second or third important in line. You know, like you have the thorn, yeah? Number one in line, number two in line, number three in line. They are not running after the crown prince. They're running after the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, and the 11th, yeah? Now, the number one thing that is most important is nonviolence. Nonviolence to human and animals. Of course, that means vegetarian diet. That means completely abstain from all animal product. That is the thing that has been ignored up to now. Some people have spoken out, even some government officials and some organization have spoken out about that, but too little. If we stop killing, you know, if we practice nonviolence, nonviolence to humans, nonviolence to animals, if we stop all the killing, then all bad effects will stop almost instantly. There will be no end to happiness and freedom of any aspect, body and mind. If we stop the main cause of disaster, that is the killing. The main cause of disaster is the violence of the people, mostly from the people. We have to stop all this. We have to stop all the killing. I keep telling again and again and again. We have to live and let live. We have to respect and save lives. We have to respect all lives, including that of our so-called enemies even. Directly or indirectly, we have to stop the killing. We have to be all vegetarian and abstain from all animal product. That's how the killing will stop. Everything else is secondary.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption, swine flu, cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children, antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease, E. coli, salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk, pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock, some of the costs of meat eating, infertility, eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease, over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer, over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes, 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies, deforest the lungs of the earth, uses up to 43% of the world's cereal, uses up to 85% of the world's soil, cause world hunger and wars, 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones in saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. linked to higher incidence of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance. Plus more.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
Very nice to see you again.
Nice to see you.
We have recently interviewed a musician lady who lives near the Stone Circle in South England.
Yes.
She told us she used to be vegetarian for many years, and then she went back to eat meat. But on the very day she and her mom watched Supreme Master Television, they went straight back to vegetarian diet again.
Yeah.
And she cries every time she watches the channel, she told us. And she said after going back to vegetarian, her conscience feels great and she feels pure, better and cleaner.
Okay, yeah. Very good.
She also said the channel informs people of the important issues of our time.
That's
and,
right.
The challenges we all face. And people are blind to it, about how and why to be a vegetarian. And she thinks people should start watching Supreme Master TV because to her, this is how the television should be, and this is what TV should be used for.
Right. Yes, that's why we're doing it. Yeah. See, I also met some people who have been vegetarian before, and they went back to non-vegetarian diet, and after meeting me, talking to me, and I eat vegetarian, they became vegetarian again. Personally, also I'm working, huh? I'm also a mini television. Mini remastered television, yeah. All of us can have some influence in some way, yeah. And that is cool. But it's just not fast enough for my patients. Anyway, we're doing what we can. And it's not just for other people, for us also, yeah? For our children, grandchildren, and our friends, family members. They all are important. It's a pity that the world is not doing together with us. If they are, then we have Eden on Earth right away. Within 8 weeks. Within 8 weeks, all disaster will stop. That's how heaven is created. What do you think? Oh, where do heaven come from? Hmm? Heaven is a place where all beings act in the same way. I mean, not like uniformly, but in the same level of compassion, same level of love, and same level of spiritual knowledge, understanding, same level of nobility. That's what heaven is, yeah? And we can turn this world into heaven anytime. If human beings just turn around, all will be forgiven. Heaven is forgiving. Because they did not know about meat diet, the killing. They did not know anything much about killing. Of course they know a little bit, but nobody emphasizes it, you know? Nobody really make it like a matter of fact, yeah? If the government, if the media, all the people that have the power can wield their power in a correct way, inform the public, educate the public, make them know what is right, what is wrong. Make them know that vegetarian diet is a must, is the only diet that everyone should follow. Then it will be done. Look at how many people have decreased smoking. Even if smoking cigarette has not been banned completely, just been banned in the public only. And look how many percentage, yeah, of people have decreased smoking. And how much disease have been minimized. How much money of the taxpayers have been saved. Just a few months. You watch television, you know the... Yeah, you know the effect. Immediately, look at that. And it's not even banned completely yet. Can you imagine if it's banned completely someday? Or if it's meat has been banned or has been advised to be less and less? Can you imagine how good it be? Yeah? The government is supposed to govern goodly, rightly, So this is a time the government should do their governing stuff. Make it like a righteous thing. It's like a natural thing. Just like children have to go to school. You see, in some country, the law applies parents to send the children to school. So maybe one day we will oblige other people to leave the animals in peace, just like the way we want to be left in peace. We don't want anyone to cut our throat. Why do we go out and cut some other being's throat? You see what I mean? And drink blood from it and eat their cup or gut. And we call that civilization, the 21st century, my goodness. And so many masters have been all on earth and have been teaching us already that we shall not kill, we shall not eat meat, we shall not drink alcohol, we shall not take intoxication. Have been taught so long, century after century. This is a time we should be a human being that we supposed to be, yeah?
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 1.8 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses, $186.4 billion US dollars in the United States, up to $210 to $665 billion US dollars globally. Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon. Liver disease. Cardiovascular disease. Metal toxicity. Brain damage, amnesia and dementia, brain shrinkage. Organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes. Birth defects, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage. Alcohol-related violence, child abuse, 50% of cases, violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases, violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases, suicides, 20 to 50% of cases. Plus more.
Okay, we made a mistake. No, we didn't know it before, but now is the time. We should do research, we should know about it. Everywhere there are plenty of vegetarian diet advice, books, recipes. Even in our television, we have 10,001 international delectable recipes daily offering free of charge. They can always download it and keep it in their family and try it all, you know? It's beautiful, it's tasty, and it's harmless to anyone. There's no excuse anymore to sink your teeth into that piece of flesh which is rotten anyway. I don't know how human being can consume such thing. It's below dignity and it's unhygienic, it's unhealthy, it's poisonous, it's ignoble. Pardon my bluntness, I've been polite for too long. So it's about the time we wake up and change behavior. To be noble, to be dignified as a human being. Because we are in urgent situation right now, and I just wish that all the people in the world turn to vegetarian right away and be forgiven.
There was a book which stated that another planet encountered the same type of global warming situation, and the aliens actually came here to mine our gold, and they used some kind of technology in order to change that gold into gold dust, and they used that for their atmosphere to patch it up. Is that true? And in addition to the adopting a plant-based diet, can we do something similar in order to give us more time?
No. Sometimes fiction is stranger than reality. Vegetarian diet and new technology, yeah. And be spare some, yeah, and be spiritual, yeah? That's all we do.
Understand. Thank you.
Vegetarianism and religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing. Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Cow die. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism.
Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Thank you for your presence for today's Between Master and Disciples. Tune in next tomorrow for part two of Supreme Master Qinghai's excerpted discussion titled Vegetarianism, Creating Heaven on Earth While Stopping Climate Change. Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants is up next, right after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. May the Providence guide us in wisdom and love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD